If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, I almost feel like I should do an In Case You Missed It segment because some of the information we got was so good. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to start. I started kind of a couple weeks ago, but in case you missed it, one of the things we've learned is fast food consumption was inversely linked to lower test scores. That is, the more fast food kids had in fifth grade, and they had it as many as six times a week, those kids had a 20% reduction in the gain in their math, reading literacy, and science scores between fifth and eighth grade compared with those kids, the 29%, who didn't eat fast food at all. Is it the fast food or is it just an association? We don't know. But there is suspecting that the fast food also contributes to obesity. That second thing, obesity, is another one of the in case you missed it. Obesity in young people could be shortening their lives by more than 8 years and storing up a future of ill health, if you will, McGill University scientists warned. McGill University in Montreal, Canada, calculated the risk of death from conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease associated with being overweight and obese, and the risk of your getting those if you're overweight and obese. It means that a very obese man in his 20s could expect to be in poor health from his early 50s and die around 71. We call that, in real age terms, he's about 8 years older. He dies earlier, and he has about eight more years of disability, too. So it's not dying quicker. One of the people who smoked in our preoperative clinic told me, I got to keep smoking. I said, why do you got to keep smoking? He said, I haven't saved for retirement, and I got to die early. Well, unfortunately, this is a lousy way. Getting chronic disease saps savings. It really makes you less functional, less able to earn income. And in addition, it gives you a painful death for a lot longer. So it isn't a quick death. And it isn't a comfortable way of dying. So obesity, about an eight-year effect when you accumulate the effects of diabetes and heart disease. That's for people who had over a BMI of 30 to 35. And it's for the very obese. For 30 to 35 BMI, it was 6 years. For those who are over 35 BMI, if you will, it was 8 years older. So it goes with the degree of obesity. There always is a benefit of gaining years back. Our special guest in the first hour was Timothy France, who talked about hearing loss. 20% of Americans have it, who are adults, 20% of adults. It is 35% of those at the time they reach Medicare, and 75% of those with hearing loss don't get it treated or don't get appropriate treatment, which can lead to social isolation and a brain dysfunction because of the social isolation. He had some really appropriate things for male pattern hearing loss, which is the hearing loss that you get for being in loud noises, more common as a male. He said, one, look at the person, always do it face-to-face, always be in the same room, and always admit it if you don't hear. And if you want to get hearing aids, there are hearing aids that really are much more adaptable. Find a place that lets you return them and lets you try them for a number of weeks so that you can return them and find the hearing aid process that works for you. He also talked about a magnetic coil that you can get that is wide in Great Britain now that lets you hear specifically what a speaker is speaking without you having, that's adjusted to your hearing aid, without you getting a special device that's adjusted to your hearing aid. So this magnetic coil is one of the new things. He's, by the way, his website, thehearedoc.com, a wonderful book with a lot of really good suggestions for people who have hearing problems or for people who are friends of people with hearing problems and want those friends to get help. Another, perhaps the most important story from a longevity standpoint, but we don't know whether it'll turn out to be that way, is the molecular, there are two stories and I'll cover them both, but one is the molecular mechanism of dietary restriction may have been uncovered by some scientists at Harvard School of Public Health. They did molecular, if you will, they went on calorie restriction with three animal species. By the way, calorie restriction in all animals but one lengthens productive life by about 50%. So calorie restriction of 15 to 30%, very hard to do, obviously, in humans. But if you're able to restrict calories to get that, you live about 50% longer if you like 22 of 23 animal species tested. Well, these did this, and then they fed back cysteine and methionine, only those, still doing calorie restriction. And when those had those amino acids, it decreased, or it actually eradicated, all the benefits of calorie restriction. So they believe that calorie restriction benefit is from restricting cysteine and methionine. We talked a little bit about how you do that and why it's a problem, because cysteine and methionine are two of the more thought to be healthful amino acids at preventing inflammation and preventing cancer. So we'll talk more about this next week. We'll try and get the author of the study online to see what his suggestions are for food choices, since the cruciferous vegetables have methionine and cysteine. But methionine and cysteine appear to, the reduction of those causes the cell to produce hydrogen sulfate seems to be what is able to protect the cell against aging, and we don't know that mechanism fully, but that's what may be at work. So this is a molecular mechanism. And the other really important story this week was one on life choices are behind at least 4 in 10 cancers, probably as many as 8 in 10 cancers. That is, by doing those 5 things, eating healthy, avoiding excess alcohol, meaning more than 2 drinks a night for men, more than 1 drink a night for women, avoiding all tobacco smoke, having a normal blood sugar, that is a blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, the long-term way of measuring blood sugar, and having a normal cholesterol level, decreased heart attacks, strokes, and cancers by 80 to 90%. And this is again confirmed by another study this week. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope you will stay well. This show is a passionate show to let you know how you can take control of your genes. Send us email questions at udocs@gmail.com. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. Stay well.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.